This year's May Bumps on Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke. Every sweep. Every bump. As and when it happens. On 97.2.
W2.
I'll just give you a quick rundown. We've got Kings 1, Churchill 1, Murray Edward 1, Fitz 1, Sydney 1, Pembroke 2, Emma 2, Darwin 1, Robinson 1, Jesus 2, Homerson 1, Newnham 2, Clare 2, LMBC 2, Downing 2, Wolfson 1, Keys 2, and then Christ 2 are the sandwich boat. Also on the line, we have Gemma at distance, Daniel down the long reach. But first, we will go up to Bonner, who is on at first place corner. And I believe that is the start column, which has just gone. Bonner.
Thanks, Andy. And I think I can just see Kings coming around the corner now. They seem to be rowing quite long. I think they've settled into a really good rhythm. They've definitely pulled away from Churchill, who were behind them. Not on station anymore. There's definitely two lengths between the two boats now. Both taking a very good line around the corner. King's very tight, actually. I think they might be worried about clashing blades with the bank, actually. They've just got about half a metre between them, between the blades and the bank, followed by actually quite a hasty clash between Murray Edwards 1 and Churchill 1. Murray Edwards have gained half a length on Churchill already, and behind Murray Edwards we've got Fitz, who are looking for their third bump of three. That'll set them in a good position tomorrow to get blades. They've also pulled up on Murray Edwards, so it'll be interesting to see how that goes down in the gut. Andy, what can you see there?
Yeah, and I'm just looking at the King's boat coming towards me as I stand on grassy corner, and they're looking quite good. However, they are being made to work very hard by Churchill 1. Churchill coming around wearing their pink visors today and being chased hard by Murray Edwards. It's going to be really interesting, the tussle of those top three boats, to see what happens. And indeed, top four boats, because Fitzwilliam looked to be putting pressure on Murray Edwards too. In terms of spacings, Churchill down to a length on King as they go round grassy. One length. Mona, let's go back to you at first place corner.
Yeah, I've got Emma. That's Emma 2 pulling up very, very close on Pembroke 2 now. They've got just a quarter of a length between them. The whistles on the bank are going crazy. What can you see there, Andy, as that comes towards you on the gut?
The first four boats which are going past me now, that's King's, Churchill, Murray Edwards and Fitz, are all on station. That's the first four boats. In fact, I'd say Murray Edwards has probably opened up. It's probably about two lengths between Murray Edwards and Fitzwilliam. However, there's then a very long gap until we go back to Sydney, Sussex. That gap's probably almost three, four boat lengths now to Sydney, Sussex. However, they are managed to be on station with Pembroke. That's the fifth and sixth boats. And then what looks to be close is Pembroke look like they could be in a lot of trouble. Emma 2 closing up very fast on her. That gap is about a quarter of a boat length. Yes, Mona, back to you at first post corner.
Yeah, I've just seen a bump between Newnham 2. They bumped Homerton. Newnham took a very good line around the corner, and just after they bumped, I think they caught a crab. Their sixth girl caught a crab, possibly in holding the boat up. They had a very good line coming in, and Newnham might be in a bit of trouble here, actually, because their sixth girl caught a crab, and we've got Clare 2 coming up behind them, and if they don't clear, they may possibly get a sign. Further back, there's Downing 2 pulling up very close on LMBC. That's John Collins, of course. Just half a length between those crews, but then even more interestingly, behind Downing, we've got Wolfson W1, also with just about three quarters of a length between them, so it'll be interesting to see which of those boats can close in first. Back to you, Andy.
Yeah, and as I stand here on grassy corner, I've yet to see Robinson and Jesus go past me, so I think Jesus have bumped up on Robinson. That would make sense. Robinson, they're on for spoons. They've already been bumped twice so far. We confirm that as soon as possible. But now let's go up to Ditton Corner where Gemma is. Gemma.
Hi, thanks, Andy. Kings W1 have rowed past me just a couple of seconds ago, and Churchill were putting a lot of pressure, possibly down to half a length. Now, though, I've got Sydney Sussex, and it's about down to a length with Pembroke chasing them. And behind them, Emma seems to have laid off Pembroke a bit. Gap's now about normal, about on station with them. They seem to have opened a lot now. Behind them is Darwin, and there is two boat lengths. And Darwin are not going to bump Emma anytime soon. How's it looking up on long reach, Daniel?
To Daniel.
Yeah, thanks, Gemma. Really exciting down here.
first bump at the top of the division. Churchill W1 have bumped Kings W1. The Kings team looking, the Churchill team, sorry, looking tired but very, very pleased with themselves. Churchill W1 have bumped on Kings W1, and that's opened up the water for Murray Edwards W1 to race ahead. A massive gap between Murray Edwards W1 and Fitz W1, who are following them. But the gap's got to be about, well, 6 or 7 boat lengths. Lots of support coming past me. I'm nearly being run over by bikes, or at least I was a second ago. Is there anything else going on back at Grassy Corner, Andy?
Thank you, Daniel. So going past me at Grassy Corner, I've seen Claire go past, LMBC go past, and they were being chased very hard by Downing 2. That gap was down to about a quarter of a length. And Gemma, you should be watching that unfold as we speak up at Ditton. But just one final bump to report. I believe Wilson went past me, but I've not seen Kisu or Kroisu. So I'm going to call that Kroisu have bumped up on Kisu. Gemma, what is the gap now between LMBC 2 and Downing 2 as they go around Ditton?
LMBC Cox has just conceded. Downing are holding up. The beautiful Downing W2 have just bumped LMBC W2. They are pulling in at Ditton as we speak. Downing are finding it a little bit hard to clear, and Wilson are having to take a bit of a wider line round them in order just to evade getting hit by their blade. Downing are absolutely jubilant round here. Is there anything more going up on the long reach, Daniel?
Yeah, thanks, Gemma. There sure is a massive overlap now between Sydney Sussex W1 and Pembroke W2. If that's not going to be a bump, I don't know what is. That's a massive overlap now between Pembroke W2 and Sydney Sussex W1. And then about 2 or 3 boat lengths behind Pembroke W2 are Emmanuel W2, looking rather weary, but keeping going. Lots of support for them on the bikes, lots of whistles as I try to follow them down the river. Behind Emma W2, Darwin W1, and they're really advancing now on Emma W2. There is, as far as I can see, an ever-increasing overlap now between Darwin W1 and Emma W2. I'm looking further down the long reach. Still no bump further up in the division between Pembroke W2, Sydney Sussex W1, or indeed between Emma W2 and Pembroke W2. Gemma, how's it looking on where you are?
Well, there are no more boats going past me. The last boat I saw was Wolfson. So from that, I can only assume that the Christ 2 boat has somehow bumped up on Keys 2. Andy, can you confirm that at Grassy? Because I haven't seen them come around Ditton. Mona.
Yeah, I can. I'm making the same deduction that you are. They've not got to me at Grassy, so I can confirm that. We expect that Keys 2 have been bumped by Christ 2 before they got to Grassy. Mona, did you see that bump happen at first post corner at all?
No, but I can confirm that Jesus W2 did bump Robinson W1. Jesus, of course, won't be wearing greenery, as that they traditionally don't wear greenery. We're supposed to assume they bump every day. I haven't seen the bump between Keys and Christ. I can now see Christ W2 coming past me. They have greenery, so I'm assuming that they did, in fact, bump. Back to you, Andy.
Thank you, Mona. I will give a quick rundown of the bumps that we've expected, and then afterwards I'll go one final time to Daniel down on the long reach to see if he can confirm whether any of those bumps did happen. So then at the top of the division, Kings were bumped by Churchill. We've then got 6 boats, so Murray Edwards and Fitz both look to row over. Sydney and Pembroke, the last we heard, that was overlap and on the long reach. And then a couple of boat lengths behind Pembroke was Emma and Darwin. That battle, again, very, very close on the long reach. We'll go back to Daniel shortly for that. Robinson 1 were bumped by Jesus 2. Homerton 1 were bumped by Newnham 2. Clare 2 had a comfortable row over because LMBC 2 were bumped by Downing 2. That was at Ditton corner. Wilson 1 row over, and then at the bottom of the division, Keys 2 bumped by Christ 2, and that bump seemed to happen very, very early on. So Daniel, can you tell us any more about those 2 battles, Sydney Sussex and Pembroke, and then Emma and Darwin?
Yeah, thanks Andy, I'm Daniel on the long reach. It looks like Sydney Sussex W1 and Pembroke W2 have rowed over, but rather excitingly, Darwin W1, sitting in the boat right beside me here, have bumped on Emma W2. I'm seeing if I can grab a quick interview with the Darwin rower. I'm being passed from the cox to the rower. Congratulations. How was it?
Was awesome. Great. And I have to say, oh, hey, boys!
Yeah, foliage going in down here now. Rather excited, Darwin W1. I also saw go past me Claire W2. They were looking incredibly comfortable. And given that Downing W2 bumped on LMBC W2, they had a massive lead in front of Wilson W1, who also came past me really rather comfortably. And it looks like Keys W2 and Christ W2 are also going to row over at the bottom of the division. Although I got slightly distracted by the Darwin girls. Andy, can you confirm what we think the final results are?
I can, and they are, as you said, except from the last one where Keys and Christ, they seem to bump out. They've bumped out early because they didn't come past me at Grassy. I think they may just be rowing. Some of the boats have now been pushed out and just rowing back. So we will confirm that as soon as possible. But our best estimate is that Christ 2 bumped up on Keys 2 very early on in the division. So then the final results, Churchill 1 bumping up on Kings 1. Murray Edwards fit Sydney Pembroke rowing over. Emma 2 were bumped by Darwin 1. Robinson 1 bumped by Jesus 2. Homerton 1 bumped by Newnham 2. Clare 2 rowing over. LMBC 2 bumped by Downing 2. Wolfson rowing over. And then Keys 2 bumped by Christ 2. That's all the bumps from a very, very exciting women's second division.
May bumps.
Cam FM.
Results.
These are the official results of the W2 division. It's exactly as we called it, in fact. Churchill W1 bumped on Kings W1. Murray Edwards W1 and Fitz W1 rowed over, as did Sydney Sussex W1 and Pembroke W2. Darwin W1, as we know, caught Emma W2. Jesus W2 caught Robinson W1. Newnham W2 caught Homerton W1. Clare W2 rowed over. Downing W2 caught LMBC W2. Wolfson W1 rowed over. And at the bottom of the division, Christ W2 caught Keys W2.
Maybumps.
Cam FM.